Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Call up Anderson and get him to bring over some of those pills, because I don't think I can take these games. I'm under a lot of stress. Max just saw me smoke a butt in one hit, like in the high anxiety. Remember that chick? She was like, that's a, every shot I crank one. I go from the double screen satellite wet dream to the smoke pit and just crank. And I smoke them one hit. So call up Anderson and get me some pills over here. Let's go too far tonight, baby, out there into the fringe with the rail. Scotty Burrell, Scotty Futrell, Scotty Femrell, Scotty French Roll. I can't hear you. What's up, James? Yeah. Come on and meet my Lord, or should I say my locks of the week? Can you, like, taste a little bit of the fervor? I'm talking about you make the call, baby. Pick it up. Dial it and dance. You're in. You get onto Mahogany Dock, and it's sticky, though. Some dude spilled a Coke in the first period. Have you ever been to the game and some dude behind you spills, like, a Coke, and then it rolls down, like, 12 rows, and then everybody in the seats underneath, they just stick to the, you know, the mez. That's what we're doing over here. So anyway, hello, everybody. What a day. Not only did I hear about DC and I hooked up, I don't know, about four so we could get in our action. You know, interstate fraud, gambling. And then it was unbelievable. After that, I got like four phone calls of rumors, hate, lies, sex, and more sex. And then, I swear to God, I went on the chatty room guru Biff U2. Like room. Is that too much to handle? I went on a web. I went on a net. I went out into the wire. I went into the... Isn't that the Indecency Network? Excuse me. That's right. The pornography and hate monger spreader. Oh, and also you can do your banking. Max does chicks on it, like verbally. You know, if he doesn't have a date, which he has every night of the week, he goes home and, like, I don't know, does wire chicks or something. What is that all about?
It's kind of hard to type with only one hand.
That old goat Max coming in with another low blow. Jeff's in here with a gut. You gotta love him. He's got that sweet, like, Budweiser, Anheuser look. And when he comes into work, he says, instead of hide, everybody goes, ah, blah, blah, blah. He's watching the game for me. He's got an elbow up on the sofa, and he's just, oh.
I'll be watching you.
Hey, what's with Stanford? My God, how many times are they gonna let me down in this game? They make my ass cringes. A lot of activity tonight, and we're going to hit it all for you on a thrashing Thursday. You know, if I disappear in your area, and all of a sudden you're like, how come he's not a... And then you hear me later, maybe, or like earlier, or never, or anything like that. Just know that I have a great lawyer, and that I'll be coming to a theater near you soon for free popcorn. Only the kernels, though, like they serve you at the theater. How about these rip jobs they give you? A bucket of popcorn that would like... half full of kernels, half full of salt, half full of butter, and no popcorn. And I eat it all, and I get mad. And I love kernel cracking with my teeth like... Can I get into something more serious here and quit fooling around for once? I'm going to make you talk to me. I'm going to kick you. I got hockey, I got the Penguins up a goal on the Leafs, I got Florida and Ottawa tied, I got Phoenix up a goal on Chicago, they're all ongoing, I got St. Louis and Harvard, nobody cares. And the NCAA games, of course, I've been talking about them. the Minnesota-Clemson game is a thriller in Manila. Excuse me, San Antonio. It's a two-point game right now, and I'm not even going to tell you how much time's left because I'll just say that it's free throw shooting, period. It's like when I get down and everybody shoots like 100 free throws. Oh, my God, the pain I'm under. I'm under pain. Utah up 4 with 43 seconds left and a clock running. Brevin Knight hit a 3 off balance to tie the game with no time left. Actually, Stanford played the worst game I've ever seen. Not only did their coach flip out, not the head coach, but an assistant, and Montgomery had to shove him into his seat. But they missed loose rebounds. They missed. Utah missed threes. The ball comes out the rim 15 feet. They missed those. They had turnovers. They had sloppy ball handling, bad passes. And they were down 10, 12, 14, 16, and they just never went away. And then free throws. They went on a late 8-2 run, got it. 3 seconds left, they get a rebound in the game. Dude doesn't call a timeout, throws a bad pass, picked off. Call the timeout, get it at half court, bring it in, set up a play, get a look, and win. Horrible game played by Stanford. If they somehow are able to get in this game again, but they won't because Utah continues to rattle in free throws. You'll see the luggiest bunch of SOB I've seen a lot of Stanford calling. They don't deserve even being in the game within 10. And Clemson has just given. Remember, I talked about those Minnesota one-point games all year that they won? They're having one of those games tonight that they may lose. I need Brevin for another tray pop, please. There's a spin, 360, dish, corner, car, brick, rebound, Utah. This is not fun, watching dollars fly out my car window.
You are pukes. You're the lowest form of life on earth.
We didn't come this far to lose you. Sit on the bench. Should I refrain from that type of... Nah. Okay, then. Good evening, everybody. Pleasant to be with you. We're talking sports. Coast to coast, out of bottom, east to west. We're everywhere and over there, too. And Revan Knott has a shaved duck look going. What's up? Utah continues to bang in free throws. Lakers, 89-76. Over to Cavs tonight at the gun. Orlando. By 5 over the Warriors who never come out to play. And in the NIT, nobody's interested, but I'll tell you anyway. Michigan, with the boosters and all, 67-66. Win us. Another nice shot by Stanford. A 40-foot off balance with one shoe on. Nice selection there, boys. Anyway, Michigan by 1 over Notre Dame. Have I been mean from the beginning of this thing for like a few minutes? Just ripping everybody. Rick Majerus is in a large blood pressure, cholesterol, sweat fit, Ray, and he's wearing a sweater to boot. At least when I sweat in here and drip, I don't wear anything. Or nothing at all. Remember that? I wear Chanel or nothing at all. These games are so intense, I could chip a tooth. You know, like that Phoenix-San Antonio game in the NBA tonight. Are you all right, Brett? Brett's coaching in there. He's livid. Look at Majerus. He's going to drop dead. He's so... Oh, he's concentrating on what restaurant he's going to go to. Get a hold of yourself, Arum. Come on. Out of my way, Majerus is in a house. He'll step on you and you'll be squashed like a mouse. A cockroach. The going rate on a boat is a thousand. A nice sail out to my little friend. Tonight.
How would you know?
We'll continuously make fun of the Rangers. They've dropped 2 in a row at MSG like a mole. But nobody's talking about Patrick Ewing because he had a 30-13 with a couple of blocks and like a look. How about last night? Hey, Kemp says he wants to play for the Nets next year, and so does Barkley. But Barkley just wants to play for the Knicks. You know, he has those 30-minute press conferences about the Knicks after every game. Last night he was talking that Miami's better than the Knicks. Dude, just why don't you get healthy and play and win a rock for once, you flap lip freak? Reggie Miller and Charles Barkley need to, you know, you don't need to be Governor Chaz. Just go marry Reggie, and you guys go hang with Little Penny, and I bet the two of you can just talk all day. You know, like... Like the Pharrell, and I said, hey, you got a dime? You got some time? You got it all? Bobby Valentine ripping Dallas Green as if that matters. Bledsoe takes a shot at Bill Parcells. I'm talking about Bob Knight at that high school game that Girks was at the other night. I got footage, photos, and backup evidence right here. So, and my own paparazzi staff headed by movie critic Tony and Max, but only on Tuesdays. Clemson, just a freak finish. I swear to God, a dude, he got a break with the Gophers miss both free throws. They get the rebound coast to coast. Cameron Dollar, Ty Setting, Gary St. Jean, he got fired today. Excuse me. And he made the bucket, and they're going to overtime. And I think that Clemson stunned Minnesota so much with the bucket that all of the Minnesota players have puckered butts, and they're going to lose now. I told you that one-point wins all year don't pay off. I'd rather win by 8. Utah moves on. Stanford lets down 17,000 locals. At San Jose, 82-77. Utes. You know, what are they now? 29-3? Can you just say they never lose and get away with it? Okay, then. Utah never loses. Max, check and see if I got away with that. 82-77 in overtime. And I think that Keith Van Horn was sitting on a bench the rest of the overtime. The whole overtime, he fouled out. Fouled out, he was pregnant. I'm sorry, he already has a kid. Brevin Knight's season over. He shaved his head. Now he has to live with it. He had 27 and 9 assists and the three that sent it into overtime. And I think it was, what did that make it, 67s it started at? It was just a crazy game. And this other one's crazy. And like I said, and I haven't even seen it for 2 minutes, that Clemson would take this game now because of the Puckered Butts. They're up three. Over to Puckered Butts. That's not even funny, is it? 800, bench 29. I'm ready. Are you ready? Dan Coe, fatty with a Santa Fe Springs Cali push. He yellow.
Real, what's up, Frank?
Oh, hey, you know, Dan Coe, how are you there, Slim?
All right, man.
How about these games?
Hey, man. First of all, I need to say that you're the man. Every night, I'm over the road truck driver.
Oh, cool.
Every night, I'm spending it out looking for you, baby.
You know what's a freak thing about that is that I got a million, I swear to God, a million friends that drive or have driven trucks.
Really?
Yeah, I mean from Pittsburgh to L.A., I mean, everywhere I've lived, I've had a buddy that either, you know, worked whatever for a large grocery store or large meat pack or track. Dude's rigs, and I learned all of the dirty secrets about truck drivers, so I know everything you do, Danco. So you're evil, and I know you are.
Well, let's not get away when it goes over the air.
Now I know why you guys crossed the line.
Hey, man, I live in Nashville, Tennessee. And,
cool.
You know, what's the chance of us getting a big NHL hockey team?
I think that it's a strong chance. First of all, if they're gonna do this stupid move, expand to a league that's filled with no wingers, no goalie depth, AHL goalies that were once beat out by, and God bless her, Mano Rayon beat out Patrick Lalim once for a job. A chick beat him out. So let me tell you something. I think going to Oklahoma City, going to Norman, wherever it is, going to Houston is something I plan on never doing. I told the affiliate people, do not put me on the air there. And I'm telling you, dude, they don't even like the Rockets there when they were winning titles. I just feel, and every Southwest or Southeast ice, you know, situation for the teams in the league, like whether Florida, whether it's Phoenix, whether it's Anaheim, they all have horrible ice problems. You could say the weather, you can say Johnson, I don't care, but they all complain. I think the league's ready to sit as it is. Maybe they should eliminate a couple teams. I think that the talent level is too thin to stack two new teams in and to have more lousy players in the league, making the rest of the league kind of flower around in mediocrity. And I mean it. And I think anybody that knows anything about hockey, Gary Bettman knows a lot about the NBA. He's a little NBA guy that is doing NBA tricks in the NHL, and he's good at it. No doubt, he's shrewd and clever and good for the league. But I don't think he's seeing the big picture on hockey, man. I think it's going to be a big mistake, and you're going to see lousy. First of all, nobody cares about hockey to begin with. 4% of the kids play it. 5% of the population watches. I mean, more people watch freaking lacrosse, dude.
But don't you think it's getting more popular now? I'm from Tennessee.
I mean, Danco, I heard Nashville's the best, fastest growing, with Charlotte, money-making town to move to and work in of anywhere. And I kid you not that I like hockey more than I like having a heart. And I don't care what the ratings say. I don't care what people say. I don't care what anybody thinks. I think hockey live is the purest, fastest, most physical sport going. The NFL is so boring with the 50 million TV timeouts. In hockey, they have 5-second commercials, which are beautiful. Remember, I told you, eliminate all anchors. Go with bold neon graphites for MJ with 50 tonight. Here's a couple dunks. And then you get what you need. And then, what do I need a golf analyst for? Explain that for me. I need a guy that's carrying my beer or something. I don't need all this anal this, anal that, analyze you. I'm critical.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With some double overtime in that mini Clem game. Clem Haskins, no Clemson. What's up with them Gophers? Utah won. And, yeah, the overtime killed me. I get the tie, and when they tied, I said, overtime's like, that's for Gamblers Anonymous. I'm telling you, man, overtime you never cover. You always end up losing. You get the tie, you're like, yeah! Oh, and then you lose 5 minutes later. I wanted them to lose by one, and then I covered a 2.5. Instead, I get smoked in overtime. And then I didn't even get smoked by Van Horn. I would have preferred to have been smoked by Van Horn. Smoker. DC, have you picked up your Hummer yet? Now we're going somewhere we don't need to go. Hey, Bob in Philly, what do you got?
Oh, for real. First time caller.
Dude, these games, man, I'm chain smoking.
Oh, I can't believe it. Yo, what do you think about St. Joe's?
I'm all for this game being like an arc fest. Kentucky's got injuries. Kentucky's press is going to be affected. They're not going to have as many bodies to run the full pressure, for 40. So the fact of the matter is I think there's going to be a lot of bad shots.
Blowout?
But no, there aren't going to be any blowouts. Let me explain. I think if you're going to shoot somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 40 threes, I'm talking about that these teams will do that. They're the only two teams that'll do that in the tournament that are left. And I think that if they shoot poorly in the 30%, 20% range in threes, there's no way the game's going to be over 14. I think it's going to be an 11-point game. And, my advice is so good that I cost you the Utah game, and I'm going to cost you this game, and I don't want to cost you that game. So thank you very much, because I'm just giving out bad information. But I hit 12 games against the number last Saturday and Sunday, so you can't have everything. Clemson just got done on a 3-point crank, I think. It's a 4-point game, but there's 30 minutes left. Actually, 3:40, but what's the difference? Kyle, Philly.
Hey, for real, it's Kyle in Philadelphia. Crack me a cold beer.
Hear to me, man. What is there, an echo?
Hey.
Hey.
For real, you there?
Yeah, bro, I'm here. Hear to me.
Crack me a cold beer. First time caller. Let's talk about the Flyers.
Get him $300 and...
300, woo!
Get him a nameplate for his office.
Hey, let's talk about the Flyers for real. First Colorado on Sunday.
Well, that's going to be great, but last night's game was so sick to see Lindros have a natural hat trick in the third. He had three in the third, but he had a goal in the first. He had four on the night. He had a couple of assists. Renberg had a couple of goals, a couple of assists. The two of them had every single goal in the game. That's enough to make me not brush my teeth for a week. That's total domination of a line, of a game, of an entity, of a smorgasbord. Perfect music for smorgasbord fans. You can get in on it, too, if you're lucky. Nice shot. Gophers go for the three. It was an air ball by 5 feet. George hangs in the Jax. Yeah, Jacksonville down here.
Jacksonville Jaguar.
What's up with you, George ass?
You wacko, man. Let me tell you something, man. I come home from gigs. I happen to hit you on our talk radio.
Cool.
I'm hooked, man. I'm hooked.
That's awesome because it's weird. Everybody does it.
Listen to Pharrell. Listen to him at night. If you like sports or not, who cares?
I got 20 million hitting it every night, and I swear to God, like, only about 10 million are there because the other 10 passed out.
That's right. Well, I ain't passed out yet. I'm getting some gas. I can get to the house. Pour me a cold one.
Oh, I have some gas. Hold on.
Man, but you're a wacko, and I love you.
Those are pressure NCAA farts.
Hey.
No.
You take care, buddy.
Okay, thanks. That was a love your show call. put that up on a board. We're over here at the Pharrell Stock Exchange putting numbers up. Give me 3 bid, low bid, high bid, sell, sell, high, big, big, go low with a 2, 3, 3. Give me sell 4, 4, 4, soybean. Give me some of that corn oats. Eddie, Jersey, come on.
Hey, what's up, freak?
I'm just starting the whole thing. I haven't even gotten in a mood yet.
I was just wondering.
Another air ball from 40 feet. Minnesota's flipping out.
That's terrible.
What are they shooting 40 footers for?
I don't know.
Two air balls in a row missed by 5 feet.
They're terrible.
I love it. I get to do play-by-play in the middle of the play-by-play, which is not even being heard because we don't like the play-by-play guy.
They stink. You're the best.
So what about the Rangers?
Why the inconsistency with all the veterans?
And notice Mess. Messier, the first guy to leave the building, no interview. He's the first guy to do them all if things go right, and then he's not around when it's bad.
Greaves is the man.
Bob Greasy?
He should have the C.
Oh, you mean Graves?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Bob Greasy. Graves has just been, he's nuts. He scored again last night, didn't he?
And he had 30 stitches.
I loved stitches. The game was, you know, absolutely sick. He did have a goal, so did Leach. Leach's goal at the 9-minute mark of the third tied it at fours. And then Tebow won it because he got tough, and Danfus got a, like a Burre and Rosinski working a 3-2 break, 3-on-2, and then Burre slid it to Rosinski. Back over to Danfus. That was the winner at 1:08 after Leach's goal. So it was at around the 10-minute, and then they finished it. It was just fascinating how they just continue to choke at home. I like it. I know New York doesn't like it, but then again, you can't have everything. Yeah, baby. Let it bleed. B.A. running it. Get the rebound, cheesehead. Foul on you, son. Oh, my God. And then everything's just going against me tonight. I could puke. Yeah, Minnesota, you laugh. If you win by 6, we'll be sending you something. Give me the 7. 7 not going to do me any good. Give me 8. I need 2 more free throws. How about another brick? Brick, 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 brick. He hit it, the son of a... Oh, my God. That just cost me a lunch. That's another C. Fly, birdie. You sack a shack a lack a luga lagawitch. When I'm at home on weekends watching games, I swear heavily. On the air, I control my temper. Come on! Yeah, you miserable mother. Your mother's a fine American. Anyway, 800 bench 29. Let's get Rick in Philly. Obviously, Philadelphia having a problem getting through tonight. They've had 40 straight hits on the Pharrella net. It's like a web.
What's up, Pharrell?
Hey, I did this web thing tonight. I did a chat room, and yeah. Some chick goosed me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like under the desk.
Did it feel good?
Actually, I've you know, I've been having those Minnesota butt puckers because they're not covering, so it kind of irritated me.
That's all right. They irritate you all the time. Yo, how about the Flyers defense? Do you think they have what it takes to go to the Stanley Cup with all the talk? They don't stand anybody up at the blue line.
I think a lot of people have been talking about them and worrying about them and making up stories about them and making up crazy things about them and just going off on a team that didn't really need to do a single thing to tinker with. You know, I'm not a big fan of messing with a team with a record that's tops in the conference or that has size like that or that has playoff money goalies. They got at least 1.5 goalies there that are clutch. I'm talking about Snow. All right, I'll give you a half on him. In terms of playoffs, son, sit over there and just relax. And if Ron's groin starts hurting, you'll get your minutes. Other than that, I mean, Hextall, he knows when he's saving it up for. And I thought, you know, last night they were at 3s, and then all of a sudden Lindros just went nuts on him.
Well, but I don't think our problem's within the goalies. You know,
not so much, but you're talking blue line stack
yeah,
up?
Yeah, they never stand anybody up at the blue line. They've been doing it all season.
I just don't agree that this team is not physical. Maybe not for 60 minutes. For 46 minutes, and then they goof around and let teams in it. I can see your point.
Yeah,
but, bro, you can't deny their record and their home road records.
I don't knock the Flyers. I'm a true fan.
I understand that you know what you're talking about with the blue line stack up D, and nobody's getting their finishing checks, and they're not playing championship hockey with checking and finishing.
Yeah, that's
it makes sense, but I can't sit here and come up with some kind of genie thought about a team that's just winning.
If they're so bad, then why do they win? Is my enema bag ready yet for this second loss for us tonight? Dave in Evansville.
Hey, Pharrell, you freak.
How about all that? Indiana gets more press now than they did when they were playing.
Bob's God.
I got a picture of him at a high school game Tuesday night in Chicago. He went to see the Class AA Super Sectional matchup, Thornton Fenwick. When Gurkha called and said he was at the Thornton Fenwick game, I hung up on him.
Tell me about my wings, though, in Michigan, baby.
Well, this team silently played fabulous hockey through February, March. They win. Larionov last night had two goals, and I just kept going, Igor, you bitch. They went in and they got, you know, Osgood in the pipes, win it, and then, you know, Vernon will come in and win for them. They're combined a 2, 3, 4, whoever's in the pipes, and Osgood's got 21 wins. But 21 to me sounds like a lot until I talk about, like, Rawaz, 35, and the seven other guys that have more than him as well. Detroit has played 2 months of solid hockey, playing that style that got him all of the wins last year. Dave and Phoenix.
Well.
Hey.
Big fan.
Over there.
Listen, I played a little ball at U of A.
Yeah.
Tucson. And,
it ended at 6.
What now?
Minnesota by 6 in double overtime. I only laid 7. Oh, I lost. Oh.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I didn't play that much when I was there. But
and where'd you play at?
I played at Arizona.
Cool.
Sat on the bench most of the time. I was one of the Gumbies, waved a lot of towels. But I got news for you. Everybody needs to watch. I think Jason Terry's going to lock up Jacques Vaughn tomorrow night.
That's an interesting observation. Nobody's going to even come up with anything even funny or a joke or a mean insult at me tonight better than that. Terry, there's no doubt that you got to keep an eye on this kid defensively cutting off lanes and frustrating Vaughn. Now, you know, if my friend Dick Vitale would have it his way, he'd just give him the trophy now and get everybody involved in the community a job as well and get the homeless homes and food for the poor and hungry. But the fact of the matter is, he talks about this team like they have no flaws. They do have flaws. Teams have been able to frustrate them, but they have so much depth that they cover it up. I think if Simon and this freak, what's his name, that scores all their points, Dickerson.
Yeah, but he's hot. You know, he'll score 30 in a couple of games.
Well, they got no couple of games. Tomorrow is everything.
2 points, you know. So the bottom line is our big guys are a little skinny. I think that's going to hurt us. But I'm flying to Birmingham tomorrow. I just really think that we're going to surprise some people tomorrow.
So tell me this. Do you think the number or do you legitimately trip and believe that Arizona's going to win that game?
No, I think that number one last year we faced him in the same round. And we lost by 3. And, of course, we had a different team. You know, we had a bigger team than Ben Davis. But
right.
I think that's going to help Lute coach. But
where's
honestly,
Ben Davis? Where is he?
He's with Phoenix.
Oh, that's right.
He's
sitting.
They activate him. They yeah. take him off. But we had a different team last year. But I'll tell you, this Jason Terry kid, he's better than Reggie Geary was last year, I think.
And I think that you're right in the sense that I've seen Terry, and no one talks about him. That's why I was saying earlier that it's incredible that you brought up the fact that this kid can play defense.
This kid has more steals than turnovers.
Well, that's the same kind of thing when you're looking at a great guard. A great guard's a guy like a Blaylock or a Brevin Knight that gets you those picks. Great basketball mind, bro. That's why you played, obviously. I'm going to go steal a smoke.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Is CBS licking their chops, and is the committee licking their chops? Are fans licking their chody? Because double overtime, Minnesota wins, and Utah wins in overtime over Stanford in front of 17,000 Stanford fans. Oh, I'm sorry, 100 Utah fans got tickets, and they were 800 a pop out front. I went to the All-Star game at the Tank with Brett. And remember the scalping situation over there? It's like there were 50 undercovers for every two people. They were swarming with, like, you can see the badge on their chest for the scalpers. They hate them up there. It's because of the weather. Lakers won their second straight on the road on this long road trip. We're not going to see them out here in L.A. For another 3 months. Circus is in town. We don't have circuses here or NFL teams. Wait a minute. That would be the NFL, a circus. Magic by 5 over the Spewiers. And everything else is kind of late, mid, southwest, and west. We'll give you action as it flows. Penguins erupted. Joe Mullen, U.S. born. 2 goals tonight, 6-7. Had his 500th last week. 2 goals tonight. He's on fire, starter. And then some guy named Jeff Christian, Sister Christian. Some on the radio. 6-3, they beat Toronto tonight. And then Florida and Ottawa tied at 2s. Marty McSorley just scored a goal and then punched the goalie in the head. Well, maybe he didn't, but he scored. His 3rd goal of the year and 1st in 4 years. Scott and Chattanooga. Oh, my God, they're waiting for the Mox game and no one's sleeping.
Hey, Scott, how's it going, man?
Great, bro, except I just lost a bunch of money on 2 games.
Yeah, I heard that. That kind of sucks for you.
Every time overtime means just write the check. Overtime is a killer. It's the it formed that GA I was telling you about.
Yeah. So I've heard, and I haven't, usually I'm not up this late, but I've heard that you're supporting the Mock.
I am completely and utterly and fervently behind them.
So what do you think their actual chances are? Against Providence. Do you think we got a better chance against them?
I think you're looking at two teams that are wondering how the hell they got there, and they're like, oh my God. I know Chat believes in their dream season, and they played fabulous, but I'm not going to sit here and argue their conference or who they play. But while they're playing with the big boys now, they look like a big boy, and they're looking like a man, and they're getting it on, and so therefore, you know, to Mox, if I were to give it out, I'd say you to me, because I think they're just going to get it on. Fill it up, run and gun, smack it, play D, try to swat, use your foul smart, take good looks, and even take some crappy looks. And hopefully someone will get a bench technical, too. I like the Mox, I swear to God, to win. And the only thing that'll stop them is that 10-year, like, flux thing. Providence got in 87 with Patino, and it's 97 now, so remember the flux. 800, bench 29, John, and that sweet Austin Teja.
What up, you freak? I'm over here, Pharrell. What up?
I'm over here.
No, with Mrs. Love. Hey, talking about supporting an action like the Knack and Lindros, man. 4-goal night, and I was playing pickup hockey that day.
I tell you, I play every day. I use my my dog, Smogadoo, as a goalie, and I slap, like, shots at its head. And the dog makes great kick saves. I think that guy was a Utes fan. Congratulations. And to your family as well. Kyle Moten calling from Minnesota.
What's up, Pharrell? You the man.
Hey, how's it going there, Slick?
Going good. How about them Gophers?
That was so intense that You know those one-point games I was talking about? They heard me, so they said, let's win by six in double overtime. They, you know, they almost should have lost the game a couple times.
Oh, that first overtime, they're down by six with 1:55 left. They pulled it out. Jackson with 36 points.
I was smoking. I was so nervous. I couldn't even watch.
Yeah, Jackson had 29 points for him. He pulled it out for us.
Wait a minute. Now tell me again how many these points had.
Yeah, Jackson, Bobby Jackson had 36 points.
Oh, my.
And Sam Jacobson had 29.
Jacobson, 29, 36. I write it down because Max is out doing a chody. He'll be back in a minute, but... Hey, thanks for the skinny, and you guys got it on.
Yeah,
I had you rolling, and I said they'd win by 15, and they bastards let me down. I need a baseball bat. Can you get me a Piazza Broken 36 Louisville Slugger? Strapped to this bed, it's no thought inside my head. Those little voices, they're talking to. And let's get it on. Double overtime, Gophers by six. One overtime, Van Horn fouled out, sat, but the Utes get it done. Little what at him. He still kicked a 25-14 board out. Van Horn just filling it up. I mean, one problem with Stanford tonight was they decided that the best way to play the game would be to not defend Van Horn at all. He shot layups. I mean, that would have been a good thing to do is to cut him out of the picture. Like, you know, they got Wake Forest all everything but nothing to show for it. Guy out of there with just, you know, hardcore D. But Van Horn tonight had it so easy. I'd say they won the game with free throws. And Stanford's pathetic shot selection and missed free throws and turnovers and coaches fighting other coaches. They had a bench technical tonight. An assistant flipped out, and then Montgomery shoved him. It was a fight. Did you hear about Stackhouse and Iverson last night? Stackhouse and Iverson, but in a pregame warm-up, started jawing each other. Next thing you know, they were fighting. They got into a fight before the game, like in their sweats. Mike in Philly.
What up, man?
Hey, dude.
Hey.
You watching the games?
Yeah. What about St. Joe's, man?
Dude, I'm all over St. Joe's, and they better start hitting some buckets or I'm going to be cussing.
I just thought I'd call my bookie, Scotty Farrell, in L.A. and get the pick on a little analysis.
That's like me trying to get Tulsa a minute and a half in. I couldn't get action once it started. That's the like a law they got. That'd be like seeing the halftime score and then placing your bet. Then again, in the NFL, you can do halftimes, which is beautiful.
The man.
Thank you very much. 800, bench 29. I know Philly's going nuts because like the first 80% of them all came in from Philly. The minute the game started, everybody in Philly's dead now. Glued to their steak and cheese and TVs. Imagine the amount of steak and cheese getting kicked. Mike in Jersey.
Yo, Pharrell, what's up? Give me a cold one.
Hey.
Yo, what do you think? Do you think the Rangers, man, do you think they have any chance now that Florida got Mueller?
Well, I don't think that Mueller is going to give Florida anything except a few goals here and there. They've had so many injuries, so many breakdowns, so many problems. I know that they can talk all they want about how they have the experience. They have the experience about as much as they have those rats. This year. Look, I'm telling you, the Rangers are going nowhere, and Florida's going nowhere, but they get to go to an extra rest area as they're going to nowhere. And it's because they turned left and went over the mountain pass because they had a Jeep. I'm telling you, these two teams aren't going anywhere, neither one. They don't play enough defense. The Rangers, the blue shirts on paper, the greatest thing since Broadway, but they lose games like to Ottawa in the last minute. They lose last night to Danfoss and Montreal. Montreal never wins on the road, let alone, you know, a game that was just tie. They just kept giving them. Next thing they were going to give them tie Domi, but the deadline passed, and Gardner scored to school them. I can't even believe that they lost those two games. And then mess runs from the media. Then again, they are ugly, foul, and write very, you know, with little substance. And most of them, you know, hate me and Mike. I just can't explain it. Can you say, Turney, Monty, babes, and bad hairdos? Yo, downtown, where are you passing the rock, you stupid? Get on the bench. Nice pass. Remember when he threw that? He gave it to Worthy. James Worthy. Hey, where's Magic when you need him? Building theaters. No. What else does he run? He's going to run everything. He's running the world. I think he's running my taxes. No. There was a story about him today. Something about they're going to make him wait till 2002 to be eligible for the Hall of Fame. And if he like comes back again, they're going to make him wait another like chunk of years.
Yeah.
Straight up. I kid you not. Crazy games tonight. Double overtime, Minnesota wins. I mean, they were up 6, down 6, up 9, down 6, 6 up. They were, and then another 6, and then they won by 6. In double overtime. And they were just, it was crazy. The game was crazy. And then you have these two kids. Jackson 36, Jacobson 29. I mean, that makes Brevin Knights 27 and Keith Van Never Miss a Jumper Horn. His 25-14 looked like it never happened. Well, Utah won in overtime over Stanford. Stanford had like 40 chances to come back, so they did. Then they tied it. Brevin Knight at the buzzer on a like an off balance, like Keith Smart looking like gig. It went down, and then they started missing free throws again and blew the game. And they turn the ball over, and they just tripped up, and I guess right now they're all shaving their heads. Because they, I guess, made a big bet today after Brevin did it. They all said they'd do it if they lost.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Well, they were supposed to win because they played in front of 17,000 home fans 20 minutes down the road, and, you know, the bookie sucked us in with a lie. Those liars. I mean, both games, if you understand the number, you lose. All right, we got these other ones going on already. Kentucky's up 40, and this Iowa State-UCLA game is being delayed because the sports information office at UCLA is out getting burgers. They'll be at the game any minute. They're in traffic, and they run the world, and the athletic department filled with fine men that never lie. I want to talk baseball because I got a cactus, one of them. It was like the San Antonio game tonight, they had somebody brought a bunch of cactuses, and I ran into one of them. I got them stuck in my arm. Cactus League and a grapefruit, sweet, sour taste of spring ball. It's at the point of spring ball right now when you start hating the fact that you're there. I covered it for 9 years in Florida. Then I spent 3 years doing A-ball, and that was like eating that popcorn I was talking about with no popcorn. It was just kernels and butter.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Pete Williams is another guy that we snagged because he's a great beat guy. He writes for a great, like, you know, every Wednesday I run over Asians, white people, black people, orange people, mad people, happy people to get my baseball weekly. I'll kill you. If there's one left, I'll kill for it. Because it's thick, and I swear to God, it's bizarre that Pete's joining us from Scottsdale. He's a young dude that writes. He knows what's going on. He's not in the old man club of fat-bellied writers that mooch. Now they sell hot dogs to him. That's the way it should be. Ted Turner started that. But Pete is he's down there right now. And last night, here I am. I dove through the Baseball Weekly last night till like, I don't know, 1, 2 in the morning. I'm diving into it like I came out with ink all over me. And I caught Pete's gig. And then today, he's here, right here and now, live. That is just how beautiful it all is. I mean, Pete, do you feel like that's beautiful?
Well, I certainly do. I mean, every time you wake up to this Arizona heat, I mean, I'm based in Washington, D.C., where I understand they've had some snow in the last couple days.
Yeah, and then, you know, some of the Jack Cook's immigrant workers for 5 cents a day.
Right,
and the feds come in and
pulling them off the
belt. Are you jonesing to get out of there yet? I mean, you must be. I bet you don't even swing golf clubs in a parking lot of the hotel anymore. You're so miserable.
Well, that's the problem with this spring training schedule. I mean, you have to you get up pretty early in the morning, get out to the park around 8 o'clock, and then you're there till about 5, and, of course, the sun sets at about 6:30. So it doesn't lend itself to squeezing in 18 at all.
And then you should stick there for the monsoon season so you can see a lot of rainbows.
Right, exactly.
So, Pete, tell everybody we're everywhere, and even in places where they don't like me, we're in there too, and they don't like us there, so they make me pay higher income taxes there and state taxes. But tell everybody, Pete, briefly, or if you want to just spooge on it, you can tell them, your age, believe it or not, I want to know, because you're a young writer, you're a guy that's cool, you're in the know, you're in the now, not like the fat dudes I was talking about, and how long you've been writing and where you kind of got to get to the best baseball magazine anywhere.
Yeah, well, I was fortunate enough in college to have done an internship with USA Today Sports Department, and then did some other things my senior year of college.
Where was college?
University of Virginia.
Lousy school.
Lousy school, right. My senior year there, or fourth year in our very snooty lingo we have there.
Yeah, it's a soccer school.
Yeah, right. Well, the soccer team there won 4 national titles beginning the year after I left.
That's like Indiana. I was there when Yeagley won 3, but just, you know, right after I left.
Yeah, their teams during the time I was there were very well known for getting to the number one ranking sometime during the season, including the Sean Moore, Herman Moore football team of 1990, and then tanking the rest of the season.
I'm starting to give me some napkins in here. It's beautiful.
Yeah, right. So, now, but I guess that's for another story. But anyway, we started Baseball Weekly in 1991, and
awesome.
I can remember, I think when I went into a clubhouse, the only guy younger than me at the time was Ken Griffey Jr., but 6 years later, I seem to be more along the median age, and I'm starting to feel a little old. You know, when I start talking to people like Alex Rodriguez, who've had these huge years, and they're not even 22 yet.
Yeah, I wonder when baseball's going to start bringing up preschoolers, you know, to AAA, and then the quick jump after 2 weeks of, you know, every day 4 at-bats there. You know, I love the magazine because, you know, I get ink all over me, and that just gets me horny. But the fact is you remind me of your style of writing and everything, and you're going after so many different teams in a sense of being able to cover. It must be magnificent to be able to, instead of just being stuck like writing about the same team for 20 years or something, these guys beat their wives, and I hate those people. And so I'm saying, you remind me a little bit, and I hope I don't clearly offend you, but I think he's a great writer, and we have him on a lot from the LA Times and the Sporting News, Bob Nightingale.
Yeah.
And you're doing the same dance. You're going off on so many things, your ideas, team skinny, deals. You came out with the Walt Weiss story, and give everybody a sense of, are the A's interested? And, I mean, is Sandy after this look? Because the Jose thing seems to maybe sell some tickets and bring some power, and Walt can bring consistency and great defense.
Well, at this point, it doesn't look like they're going to get Walt. And any of that sort of speculation seemed to be because of the Jose thing. And,
yeah.
And maybe some of the success that Tony La Russa had bringing all the ex-A's to Oakland, to St. Louis, rather, last year, and getting to the NLCS with those guys. But now, even though Weiss would be a good fit for that team, because they have Miguel Tejada, their very young shortstop who really needs another year at AAA, it looks like Weiss is going to stay put. And that's bad news for a young guy named Nefi Perez with the Rockies, who is ready to play. But unfortunately, the Rockies aren't just going to cut Weiss and eat his big salary. And he is a great guy to have on the team, and has been putting up, like everyone else, inflated numbers in Coors Field. So the Rockies are more than happy to have Weiss. But I think what might be interesting, Weiss has an option. He can return to Colorado. But what I think would be pretty cool is if he signed maybe to play here with the Arizona Diamondbacks or maybe the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. I mean, he's already the only guy who's played for the Rockies and Marlins.
No doubt.
He could have three teams
straight up. And how about Vince Namoli coming out this week and saying, yeah, we have our major corporate sponsors in the fold, and we've sold all of our luxury drink holes, but the fact is that why are none of these local businesses and local Tampa people excited? I mean, there's like no banners, la-di-da. Here's what we're going to do. Pete Williams is going to spend another chunk with us. Thus, we will do the Pete Williams Ho-Ho Cam Park Shuffle and talk baseball with you between the line freaks. Let's get on some of that, like, cactus, like, air blowing around. Let's get it on. Do the whole cam and do it in Arizona. I said do the whole cam in Arizona. Flavor Flav. Anyway, Pete Williams, Baseball Weekly. It should just be called Baseball Domination. Everything else sucks. Except for, like, the USA Today baseball section every day, which is, like, 8 pages. You know, and they even came out now, like, today with a new NASCAR, and that makes me horny. And that $2 billion, they sell every seat sport is just, if they built 10 new tracks, they'd be able to fill down two, damn it. Anyway, let's go back and talk to Pete. Now, Pete, you did a great job coming in there because we've had over 300 lawsuits since you've come on, but I think it's because you just know what's going on over there. You talked about San Fran, the Giants, you know, kind of with a question of, have they really, you know, bettered themselves? Sabian, Bonds, infiltration and extortion, bribes and everything. Losing Matty Williams. Where do you see the club? And tell people what you were really trying to do in that piece and going after, looking at Kent, looking at everything.
Well, the funny thing about the whole Bay Area thing is there's been a lot of trash talk this spring between Brian Sabian and Sandy Alderson of the A's about who's trying to defend what they've done and kind of trash what the other guys
have.
Right. It's been kind of fun to watch, and I guess you could debate which team's going to be worse. And I think the A's are going to put a lot of runs on the board. The Giants might be pretty good defensively, and with Barry Bonds, you're never going to be that bad. But
right.
There's not a whole lot of pitching on either of those teams. And the Giants, I think, are going to be the worst team of the two in the Bay Area.
I mean, didn't Van Lanningham, yesterday his ERA was at 7, and when he went to bed it was at 8.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly. I mean, they just don't have much at all in terms of pitching on that team.
Dusty's got to be just – and Dusty and I are friends, and this guy is the classiest guy. He has never, ever played games with me. I know McGowan well, but the rest of the organization hates my guts, and a lot of people in San Francisco hate me. Well, that was because I don't know, maybe it was my breath, but maybe it was because they did stink and everything I said about them was true. They have no pitching, and even Van Lanningham's not a pitcher. He must be like a DH or something. I don't even know. But Alderson, you know, where does he get off after the YMCA construction crew out there last year? That was worse than playing in Vegas to start the year. Let's get on to some of this other stuff. Your thoughts on Matt Williams and how cool this guy is. Short answers, boom, gets to the point, doesn't play games, just goes out and plays the game.
I think he's a perfect fit for the Cleveland Indians. One thing that John Hart, their GM, has done is he's rid that clubhouse of all the bad guys, the guys who weren't willing to work, weren't willing to cooperate with their manager, Mike Hargrove. I mean, Hargrove has not been managing that team in recent years so much as he's just been kind of putting out brush fires and making sure
and eating seeds
deteriorate into utter chaos. With Albert Bell running the show and Eddie Murray and Carlos Baerga, who was a solid citizen and just, you know, let his body go, let his attitude go.
Yeah, booze.
This guy had 5 years where he looked like, I mean, people were arguing he was better than Roberto Alomar.
And Bill Mazeroski, who got stiffed again.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it's just a situation, I think, in Cleveland where they have a better team with maybe not a better team, but a better group of guys. And that kind of chemistry might make for a team that does better in the standings.
You talked about Rodriguez earlier and his age and everything and his dominant and how great he is and everything, la-di-da. And they've also got this Jose Cruz Jr. kid. But what was a piece you did about Rodriguez? He walks into a building and they give him $50,000 just to, like, I don't know, fart and sign his name?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's how sleazy and ridiculous this whole autograph business has gone. I mean, he gets about $30,000 or $40,000 for an autograph appearance. And you can say, well, come on, I mean, wouldn't Frank Thomas and those guys get that too? Yeah, they would, but the fact is, I mean, they're making $7 or $8 million a year, and for them, 3 hours of their time isn't
yeah, I love that. I hear these players saying, you know, I'm here to commit 3 hours a day to serious thinking. And, you know, performance. I'm going to get 3 hours a day standing there, seeds, chicks.
Yeah.
You hit 220 and you're making millions. Tell me about the fact of the matter is I look at it around the league and I see this stuff and these guys going up. What about Reinsdorf? His ticket plan for the Cubs interleague games. He's saying, we don't want any Cub fans here. And not only that, but the threats to the radio station with billboards. It's just as silly. And then he skipped the big, huge teleconference with the owners the other day after the vote.
And Phil Garner in today's Chicago Sun-Times completely trashed him, too.
I mean, yeah, I love that.
You know, a manager who, you know, boy, can really ask Phil Garner a question, and usually, and 20 minutes later, you're still waiting for him to end.
That's because he got all that chew in his mouth.
Yeah, right, exactly.
What about, you look at him, he did it, but look at today, in New York Valentine, after yesterday, Dallas Green, they found him not on the golf course, but in the 19th hole club there, right out, by the 18th, you can drink, and he's shotting off on some scotch and waters. So Valentine today went back in his face. I mean, remember when Richie Phillips said the key this year is going to be for the, you know, keep this away from the public. Let's not go public with everything. That's all they do is seek mics, and Donald Fear's the ringleader.
Yeah, he really is. But, you know, this whole umpire situation, it seemed like it had cooled off for a couple of days. But, boy, I tell you, I was watching a game here in Mesa, the Mariners against the Cubs, and Robin Jennings, who's about one of 18 guys competing for that left field position, he came into the game on the eighth or ninth inning, and, I mean, he struck out on three pitches that were, you know, really out of the strike zone. And he said, you know, two words to the umpire, and he was out of there.
He said, Pharrell, you.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, what about two things here. Cox got booted, and he, you know, well, he's a trustworthy guy. You remember, you know, his wife said one day with the double black eye that, you know, he didn't, and then the next day it was she fell down the stairs, and then he gets booted in a spring game, which is hilarious to me. But what is this about? I'm going to bring this up to you. Randy Johnson, players scared of him pitching. What happened to the inside pitch in baseball? And what I know he beamed JT, but you can no longer pitch inside, and you can no longer question anything, and you can, I don't think you can run out of first base in an infield grounder, can you?
All right. You know, the funny thing was, Randy Johnson actually, he walked today. Boy, you know, Kevin Foster, the Cubs, how bad is your control if you walk Randy Johnson?
He beamed McCray today, too.
He did. He had the funny thing was, Johnson walked to load the bases, and then Joey Cora comes up and yanks one out to the opposite field.
Joey Cora's sister used to live next to me. Well, we'll get into that another night. But let me ask you, you remember that night when Cora was on with his guys when I said, I know your sister? He goes, I got no sister. I'm like, oh, my God, I was thinking of Craig Grayback. And then tell me this. Next week, I want to get into a bunch of stuff with you when we catch up with you. Just more teams, more players. I want to get into the pitching, middle relief and everything, and just go nuts. They're giving me the finger to go now. All I had to say to them is, screw them. Pete, you're beautiful. We love it. And Brett Butler said he'd rather have cancer again than face Johnson pitching. That was the thought of the day. I love that. He's like, I'm not even going to bat against him. Call me chicken. Call me wussy. Call me Johnson. Call me whatever you want. But he had a 4-for-4 day. He had 3 runs scored, 2 RBIs, and then he winked at Bill Russell. I don't know what that meant. Pete Williams, Baseball Weekly, you set the standard. Thanks for waxing. And remember, wear your 30 sunblock down there.
Sounds good. Thanks, Scott.
Pete Williams getting it on with us. Let's get it on with the fans.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.